Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
My gosh, the temperature in Reno just dropped from 41 degrees to 38. Well, we wanted it, didn't we? We're asking for it. I'm John Potter. It's live and local from now until noon. 38 degrees in Reno, and there's always that guy out there with the shorts on and the flip-flops. How y'all doing? Oh, and tonight we set the clocks back an hour. An extra hour of sleep is no small thing if you can grab it. I don't know about you. I don't set the clocks back the night before. I love that brief moment of confused next day excitement when you wake and you check the time. It's 8 o'clock. Oh, no, wait. It's actually 7. Yay. Even better. Wait to change your clock until an hour on Sunday that you would like to experience all over again. It's a neat trick. Anyway, I'm John Potter in Carson City. Running the show is Craig, of course. Hey, Craig, how's it going, my friend?
It's a beautiful day.
little bit of snow
tipping the mountains. You know.
Yeah, and that gets old. How was your Halloween?
Uneventful.
Yeah.
I live in a 55-plus community, and only a few of the people in there brought their grandkids around trick-or-treating. So,
you see, all I got at my door were disaffected teenagers.
Disinfected teenagers?
Disaffected, yes. They're, like, not really into it. They're there. They'll grudgingly accept the candy. Disaffected. Yeah. We're anything but right here.
Exactly.
I spent the week on the road again. I always rent a vehicle for the rural trips because I'm not sure my truck will make it. You know, it's one of those vehicles, and all cars, all new cars at the rental place, they're all tiny. They're all small. The full size car of today is the compact of yesterday. So I get in the habit of asking for the big vehicles. I'm not going to rent the Jeep again. I didn't like the Jeep. This time I got the Chrysler Pacifica. I love that thing. Well, where's this vehicle been all my life? It was plug-in, or if you didn't want to plug in, it was hybrid. It was like three different power source things. And every time I went down a hill and used the brake, it would charge up the battery. I was going on a twisty, turny road. It did charge the battery 25%. So I'm in love with it. I might buy one of those things. Anyway, went to Beatty after the show last Saturday because I love going there for Beatty days, the street parties, burros. There's no party without a burro and music on the porch and beer. It's just, the porch is alive at the Happy Burro Chili and Beer Place. The best candy shop in town is in the state is in Beatty. An amazing ironwork art at the Exchange Club Casino, which is all closed up. But they say by next year, the Exchange Club in Beatty is going to be called the Steampunk Casino. I kid you not. And there's a guy in there. He's been working for years making these iron pieces for the outside of the building. It's out of this world. You can stay the night at the Shady Lady Brothel. It's not a brothel anymore, although if you do stay there, and I experience this, it's a bed and breakfast now. But people come and knock on the door thinking it's still a brothel. No, it's very nice. You know, nice lady runs it. She has pet peacocks running all over the place. And then we were off to the City of Broken Escalators for two nights. Yes, Las Vegas. They really don't want to, they don't want to see you walking there, obviously. I think it's a conspiracy from the taxi lobby to make over half of the moving walkways and escalators not moving. So, you know, I lived there in the 80s. I can remember when I could jog along Las Vegas Boulevard from Sahara to Tropicana and back with only three or four traffic lights to wait for. You just cannot do that anymore. They've probably figured walkers don't gamble. I don't know. But went to the Raiders-Chiefs game. We are the Raiders' jinx couple. Every time we see them play, they lose. Every time. But the stadium's great. We figured out the easy way to do it. If you ever go see the Raiders in Vegas, get a room at the Luxor. It's a 10-minute walk away from the stadium. And you can park as a hotel guest at the Luxor. Park, walk, see the game, walk back, get your room. No stress. It's I finally figured it all out. It, let me see. Next night we saw a terrible Cirque show at Caesars. Super raunchy, huge turnout. I told my wife, no more Cirque shows. No more. I think I had my fill of trapeze artists watching the Ed Sullivan show when I was a kid. That was enough. And then we stopped in Pahrump. Don't laugh, for a night to visit the wineries. They were great. Yeah, Pahrump is all strip malls. There's no downtown at all, but check it out. I filled up the Chrysler Pacifica with $2.79 gas 3 days ago, $2.79 a gallon. I filled the tank up from empty to full for $40. How can they do it? And we can't. I mean, that's pretty much a $2 difference per gallon. And in Washoe County, there's no $2 a gallon tax, right? So what's up? And then Kathy had never seen Death Valley. So we spent two nights at the Incredible Inn at Furnace Creek. Just perfect. And folks, now's the time to go there because they were telling me the high season in Death Valley gets crowded in the winter. In about 1 month is the high season at Death Valley. And better yet, you don't have to take 95 on the way back home. We thought we'd try California 395 to drive. Well, you start at Death Valley 190 to 136 to 395. Loved it. Great little towns. See a Walker, Bridgeport, Bishop. The whole trip, I did not see one campaign sign on the lawn. Because California is already in the bag. There's no campaign signs. They're not a player, that state. It's not a purple state. And that was kind of nice, you know. Stopped at the original Schatz Bakery in Bishop. The amazing Schatz Roadhouse in Bishop. What an amazing family from Holland. And, of course, they've been a great gift to Nevada with their amazing bakery in Carson City, too. So, everything worked out for one, you know, except for one thing. I left my smartphone with two IDs and two credit cards attached to it at a restaurant. Realized it was missing 3 hours away. Stupid. But I'm too old to panic. I don't freak out over anything anymore. I had my identity stolen once before, and the culprits, they sent it back to me with $100 and a note that said, hey, man, so sorry. Hope things work out for you. so nobody wants my identity. I do miss my phone. It's amazing how attached we get to those things. I had all my notes for the show here on the phone. So it's another wing it program today. All right, news of the world. The New York Times reports today that Russia is making steadier gains in eastern Ukraine than U.S. officials had anticipated, deepening a sense of pessimism as Ukraine's military struggles to recruit soldiers. Well, yeah. Remember all those young Ukrainian men who left their country when the war started? A lot of them came here. News on the U.S. economy today. U.S. employers added just 12,000 jobs last month, far fewer than forecast. Kamala Harris made another swing state Nevada visit. She made a campaign stop in Reno this week, spoke at the downtown event center.
She takes more time off than Biden.
And I wasn't there, so I wonder what kind of accent she used for us Reno people.
probably some sort of cowboy, Wild West accent, or old Western gambler accent, right? I mean, did you see the video when she was in Texas? How y'all doing? It's a mighty fine day to see y'all. I was born in a middle-class ranching family. Yeah, Texas in play now. I have a friend in Texas who says it was quieter back in the day. Few signs when it was a red state. It's not a red state anymore. Swing states like us. I mean, it's nice to actually have the attention and the focus of a presidential candidate. But I feel bad for people in, like, deep red or deep blue states, you know. Ain't nobody visiting North Dakota to see how they're doing. New York Times today. Why is John reading the New York Times? I'm not really. I get their emails, but they report Kamala Harris is trying to recapture working class voters who have slipped away from Democrats. But the paper says those working class voters seem likely to favor Trump again. And early voting here is over. The truth is coming next week. Election day, God help us, we make it to Tuesday. Actually, you know, and I said this last Saturday, we no longer have an election day. There will be an end of voting season day, which coincides with beginning of counting season day. Arizona now says it may take 10 to 13 days to post their election results. This just in from the New York Times also, it's a legal win, an illegal win for Democrats. The Supreme Court will let Pennsylvania voters cast provisional ballots if election workers reject their mail ballots. So now the court overrules election workers and gets to votes. It gets easier and easier to sneak them in. Northern Nevada, we've all been witness to the great big political sign war because, of course, you know, everybody knows, you know, the last roadside sign a voter sees changes their mind. The guy with over 100 signs and growing on the hill facing McCarran between I-80 and Mayan added another flag and was putting up new signs yesterday. Personally, I always vote for whichever candidate has more signs on the lawns and texts my phone the most. Those things were, and I'm sure you heard, the early vote was big in Nevada. The turnout numbers very high for both Republicans and Democrats, both performing at about their levels of registration. So just shows that a lot of people care. People are taking it seriously, and they did line up to vote. Turnout numbers were far higher this year than recent years. Two thumbs up for that. You know, early voting has made it possible for more people to vote, and there's keen interest. People care about stuff. I'm excited about the enthusiasm of the voters. You know, every time there's a protest or whatever, you get some of these nitwits holding the signs. Well, we're the voice of the people. We're the voice of the people. No, the voice of the American people is not heard on the streets. It's not heard in social media. The voice of the people is heard at the ballot box, right? And that's where decisions are made, and I rejoice in it. It doesn't always go the way we like, but we vote because I'm not the king. You're not the queen. We do things together like your family. Back at the house, and we make adjustments. And sometimes you get your way, and sometimes you don't. But you're always family. And so it is at election time. And this election, I'm hopeful, as always, that we get the right people. Me, I'm saving my vote for next Tuesday. I do it every time. It's going to be me and the old ladies at the gym at the school. I'm gonna cast it election day as always. But if you find yourself more enthused about this election than you've been in a while, resolved, committed, or ticked off, you're welcome. 884-9910. Like to hear from you. We all have our issues. I'm economy, deficit, and crime guy. And I'd like to remind the people who I can't quite figure out You know, it's the young, white, college-educated suburban voter. I'd like to remind them of a guy named Rush on the radio who used to remind us, used to tell us that in a society ruled by laws and law enforcement, women decide. And if a lot of women can't figure that out, it's a real shame, because if this keeps up the way it's going, and I think it will, it'll intensify. If you vote for soft on crime Democrats, you and your young daughter's going to turn a corner somewhere or be stranded in a broke down car and run into a criminal on the loose. And I feel sorry for you. In a society ruled by laws and law enforcement, women decide. Public safety, to put a nice bow on it, in my life, in my mind, is a massive issue. And I hope this election voters show that they care about public safety. In California, in all recent elections in their cities and in the governor's and the DA races, the pro-law and order candidates have lost across the board. In Congress, we have Democrat lawmakers who voted against a bill to deport illegal aliens who commit violent felonies. And sadly, those congressmen could not care less about the terrible things that these people do after they're welcomed into our country. They don't care. And these are the lawmakers. These are lawmakers who people voted for, and I can't wrap my head around these same people not caring about the safety of themselves and their neighbors. In our local races, I hope we see changes, right? I don't know where to start with our city and county issues. So many issues and wrong decisions made, and we've already forgotten and accepted all the bonehead policies of the past here. You know, I sat down and I paid bills when I got home yesterday. Why is it when my security system triggers a false alarm, I send my fine from the Sparks Police Department to an Irving, Texas address? Why is it when we send our false alarm fine to Reno Police, it goes to another Texas address? With the investment taxpayers have made to these local services, should go to local workers handling these payments, right? Now, here's what my pea brain says. Those are government services in Reno and Sparks. How is it we can't find people in Reno and Sparks to run them? I mean, Texas is a great state. I lived there twice in my life. I could go on for hours about why I love Texas, but I don't see them being any smarter than we are, you know? And I don't see why a Texas company should be making money off the operation of a Reno or Sparks government service. There's got to be somebody here smart enough to figure out how to do that and do it right and keep our money at home, right? Anyway, that's one of those things that was done long ago and nobody cares anymore, you know? I do. I just think it's ridiculous. Oh, man, I'm so sorry I got so off track here. What was I talking? Oh, yeah, Chrysler Pacifica in Beatty, Nevada. All the way to Kamala and everything else. 884-9910. Going to be a fun show. I lost my phone, and the notes were in the phone. So it's off the wall Potter today. We're going to have a lot of fun today, a lot of guests, and I hope you stick around. Hopefully we'll have some phone calls from people wiser than me. And if not, I'm so sorry. I apologize, like I had to do to the people who stole my identity. I'm so sorry to bother you. 9:25 is our time. I got to take a break. I'm John Potter, 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:25.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Back in with John Potter, live and local. Okay, Fox News, 3 minutes away. Sorry, I went way over that last time. I didn't even touch on the media. The media has gone absolutely crazy over this election, like they always do. Why is it the last Let me think. I'm quite sure that in the last five presidential elections, the news channels, all of them, have called each one the most important election in our lifetime. Every 4 years, they say it like clockwork. It's complete hype now, and I've never understood why the media and Kamala voters always have to say Trump voters are white, not college educated, which, you know, means uneducated, stupid. It's very ironic. And oh my gosh, we're garbage now. Garbage after we were Hitler supporters. Well, now we're garbage this week. It's another basketball or basket full of deplorables. Now we're a deplorable piece of garbage. But if the bigwig Democrats hate you, you're doing something right, right? The bashing from the left is just relentless. And let's keep in mind, if you don't vote for Kamala, she'll say you're a fascist and a Nazi. And if you don't vote for Trump and she wins, she's going to treat you like a fascist and a Nazi for the next 4 years. So I'm keeping score. 8 years ago, I was a deplorable. 2 weeks ago, I was a fascist. Last week, I was a Nazi. This week, I'm garbage. But after Tuesday, who knows? I might be a winner, right? The parties and the media doing all they can to divide us. They are right in one respect. Besides the division they created, there are two Americas. The America that works and the America that doesn't. The America that contributes and the America that doesn't. I'm out of time. We're going to break for Fox News. We're talking health up next with Derek Lee. And then back to the fun stuff. More guests and more politics and more humor and more fun. That's what I try to do here every Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter. Be back in a few. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 931.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Did you just drive in from Kingsbury Grade?
I did.
How are the roads right now?
Yeah, when I left this morning at 6:30, they were snow-packed. So we got the first snow accumulation of the year. And
snow-packed on what, 50?
On Kingsbury Grade.
Kingsbury. Have snow on Kingsbury Grade.
Yeah, I was in four-wheel drive halfway down Kingsbury Grade.
And you came here just for me?
Just for you, John.
John Potter here with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. It's Brain Health Time with Derek Lee. Derek, you would think that the part of the brain that used to remember phone numbers would take over remembering passwords. You would think, but no. See, I lost my phone, and with the phone is the passwords, but yeah, it's funny. I get it. Let's start with the Derek diet, which is lots of water, no grains, no sugar, all fruits and meats. Derek's been on it for 4 weeks?
I believe so, yeah, 4 weeks.
All right, let's get the stats. How is the, 4-week-old weight loss journey going?
Down 12 pounds.
This fourth week?
Yeah, 12 pounds total. 12 pounds in a month I've lost just by changing my diet and by taking my supplements. That's it.
12 pounds overall for 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You had a strong start.
Had a very strong start.
You lost like 20 pounds the first week, and then, I understand. I've been through 99 diets myself, but you're sticking with it after 4 weeks, and you lost 12 pounds. And once again, it is lots of water, no grains, no sugar. If he has sweet cravings, he eats the fruits and the meats for the protein. No carbs here that I can see. It is the Derek diet. Is there a diet that emulates this?
There, it could be viewed as a hybrid of a keto diet, like mm-hmm. an Atkins diet. Hunter-gatherer diet is similar to that as well. Except for since we have fruits all year round these days, that's one variance from a true hunter-gatherer diet. I believe that we need carbohydrates. I know we need meats and fats. in order for our body to function properly.
Yeah, I was going to say, in your diet, what is there for the brain?
All of it.
Okay. All right. I don't really see carbs here. Is that the fruits?
It's fruits. That's okay. That's why I encourage fruits. We need fruits for energy. And then when we don't, and so fruits, we absorb fruits and utilize the carbohydrates in fruits differently than we do from grains. So science says that fruits are simple carbohydrates. In fruits, there's also a lot of fiber. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, if we don't look at fruit as just the simple carbohydrate sugar, fructose is I believe with the simple carbohydrate that science and medicine views only. There's fiber, there's polyphenols, there's all these other ingredients that actually is needed from fruits. Mm-hmm. And so that I believe there's a tremendous amount of benefits if we can consume more fruits in particular. And I realize there's a lot of vegetarians out there, but there's a lot of fat in meat. And
that's the good part.
That's the parts we need. You know, our brain's 90% cholesterol. Our central nervous system is 90% cholesterol. And so in order to have a healthy nervous system, we need cholesterol, which is fat.
Yeah, and these people who trim their meat, that's the good part. When I was a little kid, I didn't know anything about fat or being bad for you or good for you. But I, as a kid, I would say, I want more white meat. And my parents would oblige. And I like the fat with the meat. Anyway, when you say fruits, what fruits in particular, by the way?
I like grapes and blueberries. You know, there's always the seasonal peaches if the peaches have a good season.
Are you saying this because you like them personally or because they're better for the health?
Me personally?
Those fruits in particular.
I like grapes and blueberries. Blueberries because they're kind of in season right now. Mm-hmm. Grapes have been pretty consistent this year. I kind of get into the analytics and the details of how fruits taste, the texture, how thick the skins are, and some of my curiosity runs pretty deep once, because grapes are the one thing that we have year round. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, no matter where we get them, or we get them from China, or it's not China, Chile, yeah. Or Michigan, you know, that's I don't know. I was thinking blueberries when I said Michigan, by the way.
I was thinking everything from California.
The wintertime, we start to import a lot of fruits from South America.
Okay. Well, it's funny we're bringing this up because just yesterday, if you go to Google News, Fortune magazine just put out an article, headline, a new study on the Mediterranean diet offers the strongest proof yet that it's associated with healthy brain aging. The Mediterranean diet. But who wants to eat hummus and couscous?
Grains and fats.
Grains and fats. And the second article here from Health Magazine, I want to mention to you, lists 11 supplements to improve and protect your brain health. 11? Gotta get 11? This article is sponsored by GNC.
There you go.
Vitamin World? I don't know. Derek's products supersede all of this at brainhealthformulas.com, and he has a new product out, very excited about. Did you gift wrap it for me there? Is
I
that
did.
It?
Did you see the bow on top?
I did. This is called Gland Ho. He's getting into the catchy names.
I didn't name it. That's how we came up with a catchy one.
All right. It's Gland Ho. Folks, if you have, we're going to find out all about it and also about revitalizing glandular function and how Restore, his mainstay product, Restore, how it's a preventative supplement, especially for memory. Okay. Any questions about brain health or health? 884-9910. Derek Lee is here from brainhealthformulas.com. One more break with him on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a few minutes, I'm John Potter. 99.1 FM Talk News Time is 9:44.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Current Reno temperature 44 degrees, up from 38 just an hour ago. We're only going to see a high of 54 on this Saturday. Beautiful, crisp, fall-like weather. I'm John Potter in studio with Derek Lee at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Phone number 884-9910. Let's go to the phones. It's Jen calling from Gardnerville. Jen, thank you so much. I'm glad you called.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So I just have a question. Well, I can make a testimony to what Derek's talking about as far as diet. I got diagnosed with lupus, and I cut out all grains, all dairy, all carbs, and I dropped 10 and almost 11 pounds in the first month, and I have no aches and pains. The other benefit I saw is because of my age, I'm in that hot flash age, I don't have them anymore. So there is something to eating meats, fats, fruits, vegetables, and it's easy to do. It's sustainable. It's not difficult at all. But my question to Derek is, do you make anything like a quercetin supplement or anything like that?
Yes, we do.
What supplement?
Quercetin. So quercetin, yeah, can be viewed as an anti-inflammatory. Quercetin is a specific extract, as I believe it's a pure polyphenol. And so quercetin works, it has a tremendous amount of benefits. And so we actually have an anti-inflammatory formula that I don't put out to the public because I don't want to get overwhelmed with those orders, because the raw materials are very expensive. And and so we do have it based on specifically on request. So if you want to, you can always call me at 775-634-7789. And if you're interested, we can build that for you.
Jen,
okay, wonderful.
Congratulations, yeah, on losing the 11 pounds. What were the specific, or are the specifics of your diet? How exactly did you do it?
Mine, I just stopped all grains, completely stopped all grains. And I'm living literally off of venison, elk, bison, beef, eggs. I don't eat a whole lot of pork, and I eat lamb. I love my spinach. I love, like Derek said, blueberries. Berries are amazing. And it's the hardest part, though, I have a yogurt that I particularly like that's a 2A yogurt, or A2 yogurt, that doesn't hurt my stomach because I need the probiotics, and really just living off of that. And it's been great.
Well,
if I have to fry something, I use duck fat. You need the fat. I have clean salt. I have fresh herbs that I grow out of my garden that I've dried. So I've done a lot of that, but it's really strict now. And it's
right.
Fine. I'm not starving.
And no more hot flashes. Jen, thank you
no?
so much. Thank you for the testimonial and interesting story there. Wow. When the people say no more grains, to me, that's a special kind of hell. I mean, I just cannot. This is why I break down. This is why diets don't work. My gosh, my pasta, my breads. It just can't be done. I'm sorry, Derek.
It's not that difficult, John. You just have to commit.
I know. All right, your new product, Gland Ho.
Yeah, it's. I think that is what has enabled me to actually start losing weight again. I believe it benefits the thyroid gland, benefits the pancreas, and it benefits the prostate. So I don't know if I've said this before on this radio show or not, but all of our glands, all of our organs, heart, lungs, liver, kidney, all of our organs and glands, just like our skin, are all composed of collagen, different matrix of collagen. However, they're still collagen. Within each layer of collagen, there's a fluid. And with that fluid is mostly comprised of, I believe it's hyaluronic acid. And so hyaluronic acid is not only beneficial for our skin is more of a metaphor of what our glands and organs are doing. So if everyone has noticed that as we age, it appears like our skin starts to dehydrate. And, you know, people typically don't get arthritis when we're in our teens or 20s. Some people might start to develop it in their 30s. I'm just saying this on averages. And but when we start to hit our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, some people, we start to develop arthritis. What if a significant reason of why we develop arthritis is due to a lack of production of hyaluronic acid? Because I know when we're younger, we produce hyaluronic acid. We produce a substantial amount of hyaluronic acid. And I believe hyaluronic acid is a key component of keeping our skin healthy. But nobody looks at what happens with our internally.
Okay.
So that it's layers of collagen. All the glands are layers of collagen. And within that layer, each layer is different fluids. I believe hyaluronic acid is a significant source of that fluid of all of our organs and glands. So if we look at thyroid disorders, we look at prostate disorders, we look at pancreas, type 2 diabetes is pancreas-based. I've known that that has to do with dehydration. Dehydration is what causes it. And that, so Restore can revitalize a few of those disorders if it has to do with electrical communication from the brain to those glands.
Okay.
However, if it's based on lack of nutrition, it's going to be a fluid balance as well. And so hyaluronic acid, so gland ho is hyaluronic acid. It's a natural fruit-sourced vitamin C with biotin. Biotin does numerous things. I think biotin is one of the most underutilized water-soluble vitamin known right now. Biotin can help us break down carbohydrates. It can help us break down fats. At the same time of helping us break those down into usable components, it can also help us layer them into muscle tissue, into our bones, into our organs, into our glands to help revitalize the myelin sheath, which serves our electrical conductivity. So it has the ability to break down components in our intestinal tract and also help to bind them in where they're supposed to go, where they're supposed to be and where they're supposed to go.
Is Gland Ho on your website?
It is.
Okay, brainhealthformulas.com. You mentioned you mentioned memory there. Restore has something especially for memory. All roads lead back to Restore.
It does. Restore is the most critical component because when we activate the brain, that turns everything on. That starts to draw a signal from every single component of our body. So when we have better communication from the brain to the body, then we can start to regenerate of those things that have turned off, those things have not repaired properly. And I believe Restore in combination with Gland Ho can actually really revitalize and rejuvenate that of what we once were to become a much more efficient at the age we are. And we might be able to get back to the drive that we used to once have. And so, and one of the other components is, as I was talking to a couple friends this week, somehow the conversation got up to that they speak to a lot of people where a lot of male and females, that they're married younger, they're having difficult challenges with contraception, with getting pregnant and having kids. And so in that conversation, it was hyaluronic acid. It can be the single source, easiest form of to help with pregnancies, whether it's from the male or female. Hyaluronic acid has been proven by science to show that if it's lack of sperm motility, hyaluronic acid can actually be a deficiency of producing enough hyaluronic acid can be that drive that's missing for the male because the sperm can't travel far enough or fast enough. Same thing with females. So lack of hyaluronic acid at any age can be the significant reason of why a couple cannot get pregnant.
I'll tell you one thing. I've never seen hyaluronic acid on the shelf in any store. This is something totally new. Restore already has it, right?
Restore does not have hyaluronic acid.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry, that is a Gland Ho.
Gland
Ho has this hyaluronic acid that Derek's talking about. You can find it at brainhealthformulas.com. But Restore, good for memory.
It's great for memory.
Great for memory. And what is Derek working on now? He told me during a commercial he's working on a sleep formula.
That's right. Hopefully, we're going to start doing some testing. Hopefully, I'm going to put it together today, and I'm going to start on myself tonight. And then if that works the way I hope it will, then we'll start distributing sometime this week and to start doing more testing. So there's lots of new things coming out.
That's going to be high demand.
It is. There's actually
people try all sorts of things to fall asleep.
Yeah,
I've been a melatonin man for many, many decades, but I know it does not work for some people. You know what? And this is a terrible thing to say. Advil PM.
Yep.
I don't know why I wake up so refreshed after Advil PM, but it's not something I want to take every day. So that's why you come up with these healthy other products at brainhealthformulas.com.
That's right. We value sleep. And I know some people have challenges sleeping, and so that's why we are kind of delving into that to try to understand.
Good for you. It's needed. All right, time's up. Brainhealthformulas.com, folks. Derek, I'm going to try your gland hoe. Let's see what I sound like next Saturday.
Let's see. Thank you, John.
Guinea pig. 884-9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 958.